You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show in podcast format. This was originally recorded live on my Jerry Banfield Facebook page, which you can find by searching Jerry Banfield on Facebook. If you'd like to be a member of the audience, ask questions, and have me respond to you, become a supporter on my Facebook page, and as soon as you see that notification, jump into the live stream. I appreciate you getting started with this, and I hope you love this episode. My friends and family, today we have a very special show for you, talking about The Cosmic Secret, the 2019 documentary available. I watched it on Amazon and bought it on there. This has some incredibly powerful information in it that is totally changing the way I see the world, and it's opening up the future as humans where we have truth, true equality with each other, and access to the very best technology. What I'm going to do here is give you an in-depth review and summary of this movie and have a live conversation with you about this movie and what it means for the future of humanity. I've got 21 points, notes that I've taken from the movie. I hope that this will give you, if you don't have time to watch all of it for 2 hours, this will give you the essentials much faster. And if you get curious and want to see the full details, I hope you'll go actually watch The Cosmic Secret, as I just finished watching it a day or two ago. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you. I appreciate each of you being here as we do this live on Facebook. Nice to see you, Vashek, Matt, Anthony. Thanks for being here today. This information is it's incredible. Let's just get right into it and you'll know what I mean.
Willie Glow shared your stream.
Willie, thank you for the share. So this starts off with David Wilcock explaining his firsthand experience with what you might think of as aliens or extraterrestrial beings. They prefer to be called stellar beings. It starts off with David Wilcock talking about his experience as a child getting lessons and communications directly from stellar beings that are from another planet for the purpose of helping him have a key role in the awakening of humanity. This included, as a child, he had actual lessons on their spaceship. He was reading a book in grade school called How to Make ESP Work for You by Harold Sherman. And he had an out-of-body experience to go with it. And he is kind of the organizer. Him and Corey Good are the main two personalities that organize this information together. Matt, good Lord. Oh, my God.
Willie Glow is now a supporter.
Matt just dropped 10 gift subscriptions. Thank you very much, and I'm so glad Willie Glow just caught that gift subscription right after he shared. Thank you very much, Matt,
is now following,
for the huge gift sub drop in here to expand our community. What's up, Joseph? This is much different. This is very powerful information for you. Michelle, welcome to the family. Thank you for catching that. Mr. Smith,
Michelle,
thank you for the 200
is now
stars.
A supporter.
So what that's the beginning of the documentary, starts off with that. And what I gave you will help you kind of speed through the first 10 or 20 minutes of it. Mr. Smith, thank you very much for the 200 stars, Mr. Smith. Shake it, baby.
Mr. Smith sent 200
stars. So the next
stars.
Thing we get to...
Have a great night, band.
What's
fam.
Up, Willie? The next thing we get to, it talks about Michael Cremo. He's a researcher in human origins and antiquity. Explains that we've found artifacts that are out of place compared to our story. I remember when I was in school, anthropology, history, I thought the classes were so stupid and ridiculous. It seemed like I was just being lied to the whole time. I remember in anthropology class just asking questions and being so disgusted with the answers. I'm like, this is obviously false and lame and stupid. And what you get here is a much bigger idea of human history. And it talks about how there's our solar system. Our universe is billions of years old. And Michael Cremo, Mr. Smith, thank you for another 200 stars. Saying take it off. You saying take the shirt off? Can we take the shirt off?
Mr. Smith sent 200 stars.
What's up, Colton? Nice to see you today. Michael Cremo is talking about how we have found a bunch of out-of-place artifacts that are a little narrow version of history that were presented, and you're going to see why it's presented this way soon. Our little narrow version of history tells us human beings are kind of new on this planet and maybe there's something else out there. And yet there's artifacts that they found, one specifically called the Klerksdorp spheres in Africa, were found in mineral deposits that were billions of years old. And this trend, that means there are artifacts, things that appear to be created by an intelligent species that are billions of years old. And that dovetails into Corey Good's presentation in The Cosmic Secret. Corey Good is somebody I've gotten very interested in, along with David Wilcock recently. Corey Good says that he is a secret space program whistleblower and extraterrestrial contactee. There are a bunch, like five different secret space programs. And if you're like, what is secret space programs? Basically, you look at where we were at with NASA and people going to the moon 50 years ago, and you look at our present space programs today, and they're laughable.
CH is now following.
They're laughable. Really? We haven't evolved past rocket boosters into space? Corey Good shares his testimony that I've watched here and in other documentaries and on YouTube and podcast interviews. Corey Good says that he was in one of the secret space programs where he spent 20 years off of planet Earth in these secret space programs that have continued to evolve and have rely on secret classified technology. Eric, thank you for the 200 stars. Hey, and I'd love for you to recommend anything else I should watch to follow up and advance my learning on this. Eric, thank you for the 200 stars. I have not seen the Black Triangle
Eric
yet.
Duncan
I have not seen that.
200 stars. I have seen the Black Triangle, have you?
I am right now reading a book that goes much deeper into Corey Good and his experience with the secret space program. But basically, Corey Good was in the secret space program off of planet Earth on all these advanced
Joseph
technologies.
Martinez shared your stream.
And he had access to the very best information humanity has for history. And that's why we need this information out there. I want a human race that actually knows the truth about its long history and knows a deeper story of this solar system. Corey Good presents information saying that there was an ancient builder race over 2 billion years ago that was in this solar system, and they originated on a planet, Venus, back when it was more like Earth. And they also communicated their experience through the Law of One book, which was channeled through the same kind of beings who contacted Corey directly. Corey says he was not only in the secret space program, but he's in direct contact with a race of aliens known as Blue Avians. These are the most evolved aliens that have interacted with humanity so far. And we have summoned these aliens to us as humans out of a need for help. Because as I'm going to describe, the human race has been oppressed and held down and collectively kept in the dark for tens of thousands of years about our true place in the universe. And we're going through a magical time where we are doing whatever we can to finally break out of those shackles and get to be a race of true equality where we know truth and we have the technology that these other stellar beings on these other planets and galaxies, they have this technology and they're using it. And our governments are secretly using this and not telling us about it. What's up, Adam? Nice to see you. Joseph Martinez, good to see you today. Michelle, glad you could get that gift sub and be here in the chat. So this is information taken out of the Cosmic Secret that is amazing and given to you so that I am sharing this as I do whatever I can to help make this transformation, liberation of humanity happen. So let's continue I love in The Cosmic Secret, it gives a deeper history of our universe, that there was this ancient builder race billions of years ago. They built all over our solar system and in 52 related or connected solar systems to ours as well, that you go through by the gravitational links between stars and planets. They built giant Death Star moons and planets to prevent any intruders from interfering in our solar system and others. And if you want some evidence that was taken, NASA, and they talk about this and they show the photos in The Cosmic Secret. What's up, Anthony? They show photos that NASA took of a massive pyramid in the shape of a human named Vitruvian Man. And there's obelisks and pyramids on Mars, which according to our mainstream story of history, should not be possible. But I'm going to show you more into our history as we get through here. Dr. Michael Sala, I'm reading his book right now. He investigates technologies hidden from the general public, and he appears in the documentary to go deeper into the history of our solar system. So this ancient builder race built all kinds of these amazing things and had this technology billions of years ago. Something happened to them. They ascended, evolved, died out. And we're left about a million or so years ago with these human-like species, and the builder race looked human-like. In our solar system around a million years ago, there was a planet named Tiamat and another planet that was called Maldek, and Corey Good is putting this information. He got this out of our secret space program. Today, we call the planet Maldek Mars. So there was a giant, way bigger than Earth planet called Tiamat with Mars orbiting it as a moon around a millions of years ago, maybe a million or 2 million years ago. The beings on Tiamat and Mars looked a lot like us, except they had these elongated skulls and they had much higher technology. Their royal families got in gigantic wars with each other and with beings from other solar systems. And according to The Cosmic Secret, they used the grid that you can travel between planets and solar systems with very easily, and even galaxies. They used this grid to try and wipe out their enemies, but they messed it up and it actually caused a, what did they call it? They called it a super flare from our sun. They were trying to weaponize this natural grid and weaponize the builder race's technology. And instead of wiping their enemies out, they blew their own planet up with it. Sounds like something that would happen. This giant planet named Tiamat was blown up in our solar system, and today there's an asteroid belt where Tiamat used to be. And that's today we call that the exploded planet hypothesis in mainstream science, where this asteroid belt used to be a planet. And what happened when Tiamat was blown up, Maldek, or Mars as it's known today, had its atmosphere ripped off, took a whole bunch of debris from Tiamat, and was knocked out of its orbit closer to Earth. Then planets like Earth were also affected by this. They've went back today and calculated how the asteroid belt is. They ran an algorithm today and calculated that there should be a planet between Mars and Jupiter exactly where the asteroid belt is. And if you kind of backtrack in time, it looks like a million or 2 million years ago, there was a massive planet just like Earth, but much bigger, that was blown up right there. And the debris is all over our solar system from it. This was also confirmed by people remote viewing, where you can go in your mind and view anything in any time and space. Hey, what's up? And now, Jose says I call BS. Now, the thing is, with information like this, your mind will often try and fight or argue with information like this, because if you're like me, you've had a lifetime of conditioning. From who? Who has told you how things are today? Well, let's get into that in just a minute, and you'll see why your mind is hesitant and resistant to these ideas. We'll catch up in just a second to how we got here. So these beings, these stellar beings with elongated skulls who looked very human-like, the Greg ones Snipes who survived... Greg, thank you for the share. Thomas, thank you for the raid. The beings who survived this massive explosion took the moon. Remember, the ancient builders built planets and moons to protect our solar system and had technology so advanced they could actually build planets and moons. The survivors took what is today the moon from another spot in our solar system, flew it over to Earth, synced it up with the tides, and continued to live on the moon until about 55,000 years when a solar event wiped out most of the remaining survivors on that moon. And then three surviving motherships, all this is how they explained it in the Cosmic Secret, three surviving motherships crash landed in Atlantis, which today we call Antarctica. Now, at the time, Antarctica was not where it is presently today, on at least in terms of the poles and the relative locations and temperatures. Since 55,000 years ago, there was a pole shift, which apparently happens quickly and dramatically, where Antarctica was thrown into being at one of the coldest places on Earth, but it previously was not. So these beings who millions of years ago were on Tiamat and on Mars used the moon to survive, and then eventually the very last survivors crash landed on Earth, and they had this high technology. Meanwhile, you got pretty much savage human beings running around. This advanced race made an agreement. They had been warring still. They made an agreement that they would rule the Earth together. These survivors split the planet up, and today's Illuminati or Deep State or Cabal, whoever the real rulers of the world are, they believe they are the direct descendants of these beings from Tiamat and Mars. And whether you believe in secret societies or not, it's clear there's a 1% and a 99% on Earth. It's also clear to me, at least, the president and the rulers of nations don't actually rule the world. There's somebody telling them what to do. The president is not in charge. The president takes orders just like most of the rest of us do in one form or another. As prophesied by the Mayans in 2012, the forces of good started to win after tens of thousands of years of human beings being controlled through religions and state governments and one form of dictatorship, monarchy, capitalism, this religion, that religion. Basically, these beings from Tiamat and Mars have ruled and controlled humanity for all of our history so far using advanced technology. They are referred to as the gods in all of our religious literature. And the prophets are the people that either were chosen by them or other extraterrestrial beings to carry us messages. And even if it looks like what happened in Christianity, I'm bringing this information from a few other things I've watched. It looks like in Christianity, Christ was contacted by stellar beings who were trying to help us. And then these beings from Tiamat and Mars took control of the religion, altered Christ's teachings for their own agenda, and essentially edited things for their own benefit and continued to rule through the church through thousands more years of tyranny and religious suppression. And in 2012, the Mayans predicted the end of the world, and that was a big prophecy. Well, it's not the end of the world as in Armageddon. It's the end of a long period of time of human beings being suppressed, being given false information, being unequal, and not having access to the very best technology that is available. And I am dedicating my life. I've dedicated my life since 2014 to doing whatever I can to lift up the rest of humanity. And to me, a lifted up humanity has truth instead of deception and lies from our governments and our companies. And it has a true equality. We all know things are not equal on this planet. We all know that if you're a certain someone, you operate under the 1% operate under totally different rules than the 99% do. It is time to end that. And all of our best technology has also been suppressed and kept from us, and then steadily released in a way that allows the 1% to maintain control. And it's time to overthrow that. It's time to be done with it. He says, talking to the moon. What's up, Keith? Nice to see you today. Jose said, I think ancient aliens long, long time ago said, let's mess up those humans. And sprinkled religion, right? And what's happening today in order to make this happen, there's millions of people on Earth that are in direct contact with stellar beings that are working towards truth, equality, and free access to the best technology. What all, I've watched this on, there's a documentary I'm going to do one of these about called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, and it tells you how to directly contact extraterrestrials, aliens, stellar beings yourself. Now, you want to make sure you're careful and intentional about which beings you contact, because according to some other documentaries I've seen, the Nazis made contact with some dark extraterrestrial beings, and even ones living on this planet, they made contact with some dark, nasty ones, and were helped. That's how they were able to get all their high technology, and they even survived World War II and have their own space program, which we'll talk about in a minute. Tyler Orr, thank you very much for the 2-month supporter anniversary. Thank you for renewing your supporter. So the good news is today, if you are in favor of true equality for human beings, like to me, this is the ultimate civil rights revolution, is that all of us get an equal share in humanity. Instead of there being a 99% of humans and a 1% of humans, it's the 99% saying, look, it's time for all of us to be equal. We demand truth, we demand equality, and we demand access to the best technology available. No longer will we put our heads down and accept whatever we're told on the news and just do our jobs and make money and live and die on your terms. We're all here to have an equal say in humanity, and we are going to do this together and realize our true strength as a human race. And this is happening because millions of people today are in direct contact with stellar beings. I personally have had dreams of being on other planets, and from this information, I believe I had a dream. It was either on Maldek millions of years ago, or it was either presently in the current time on a planet in another galaxy. I've had multiple dreams as a human being or human-like being on different planets, and these dreams were just as vivid as my day-to-day experiences in this reality. I know that there are human beings on other planets from my own firsthand experience in dreams. Dreams are not just a bunch of crap your brain cooks up. Dreams are pulled from all consciousness from all times and space is all connected together. And dreams are pulling from that what's also called the Akashic Record. And this is how you can use your mind to connect directly with benevolent, helpful stellar beings. And you can bring, they will come to you to show themselves to you. They will help you level up and ascend yourself and bring humanity up along with you. And there's millions of us today that are intentionally opening ourselves up, asking these benevolent beings to help us and doing whatever we can to share this message out to others. What's up, Martha? Nice to see you today. Now let's continue to get into, we'll finish up what I've gone through is about the first half or so of the Cosmic Secret, some of the best information into it, and now we'll go deeper into what's actually happening today. So what's going on today? We've got, if you've seen the movie Men in Black, according to the Cosmic Secret and from what I see, this is pretty realistic. There's all kinds of extraterrestrial beings that have interacted with humanity over the last 70 years. the, I won't even say governments because it's beyond a government. It's like Illuminati or deep state, whoever really rules things. These extraterrestrials originally from Tiamat and Maldek, aka Mars. So whoever's really ruling things has decided the truth should be suppressed from the majority of humanity. And that we should be kept in the dark about what's going on. Well, what kinds of things are going on in the dark? What has been happening is stellar civilization have been testing all different forms of human configurations with all these genetic experiments. And actually using time travel manipulation to interfere with each other's experiments. You've heard about gray aliens, green aliens, tall white aliens, and other kinds of aliens. Well, all these aliens have been making agreements with secret space programs who have representations with around the whole planet and different governments, different, for example, ultra wealthy people and industries. They've been making all these agreements. And they've been experimenting and genetically modifying human beings to try and make the perfect being. Now, some of these experiments are being done by benevolent human beings who are trying to help us and maximize our potential. And others of these experiments have been done in some very dark, nasty ways that you might think of right along with the stuff you've heard about the Holocaust, where there's currently an effort underway to get this information disclosed to the public and to do something similar to the Nuremberg trials, except for these secret, do them for these secret space programs, which are doing all kinds of sick, crazy experiments with humans and with other non-human beings on the moon, on Mars, and in other places. I'll go more into that in, I'm going to go back and do Above Majestic again and do a better talk on that. If you're skeptical about something such as time manipulation and time travel, what they point to in the Cosmic Secret is things like what they call the Mandela Effect are evidence of time travel and time manipulation. Cameron Walt, thank you very much for the gift subscription. Much love, my man. Brandon Wilkerson, congratulations on being unbanned. I had never heard of the Mandela Effect before, but here's the man. This was something cool I heard learned in the Cosmic Secret. The Mandela Effect is when different people have completely different memories of the same event. For example, they said in this that some people remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison. Now, you might say that those people are just full of it and they're wrong because they don't agree with the mainstream story. I believe what seems and feels true to me is that there is time travel and time manipulation in occurring, and this results in people having valid and correct different memories of the same situation. That some people saw Nelson Mandela die in prison, and then there was some kind of time manipulation where time travel technologies were used to make it so Nelson Mandela didn't die in prison. And therefore, you've got the people who remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison coexisting with most of the rest of people who remember something different. Corey Good, who was a member of one of the secret space programs and had wide access to these secret space programs, said that there is technology right now that is being used and has been used for years that originally was given in some kind of a dark deal where something like human slaves were traded in exchange for time travel technology. And this is why we need disclosure, because according to Above Majestic, there is a human slave trade continuing to this day, an intergalactic human slave trade where people go missing from Earth and they are traded and sold as slaves on other planets and in other galaxies. And that is part of that goes on through the Nazi space program. We'll do Above Majestic, but let's not get sidetracked with that one too much. Basically, time travel technologies exist, and the evidence of them is in these time manipulations or artifacts where different people remember different versions of the same event because of time travel. Martha, what's up, Matthew? Nice to see you today. Martha says, I think that the whole universe and everything in between is all connected. All information is right here. We just have to listen to it literally. About everything sounds vague, but not really. Yes, and that is in all kinds of teachings, that you can pull any information, any thought, anything that's ever happened in the whole universe and that could happen or has happened, you can pull that into your consciousness if you set your mind to it. Joe Dispenza likes to refer to it as the quantum field, that basically if you put out what you want, the quantum field, the Akashic record, however you want to phrase it, will give it to you. And that's how, as human beings, we can essentially cry out for help on this planet, that we've been oppressed for a long time by our own level of consciousness and by extraterrestrial beings who have been ruling us discreetly and trying to keep in the shadows. And we can cry out for help to these more advanced extraterrestrials to come liberate us and help us ascend. One of the stories I really liked that was shared in The Cosmic Secret, a Soviet colonel shared a story of a deep underground bunker near Moscow. What I've seen in other documentaries related to this is that our governments are spending massive amounts of money to dig huge underground tunnels, huge transportation systems. And a Soviet colonel in The Cosmic Secret shares how he actually went into one of these massive deep underground bunkers, and it had levels for military, for scientists, and then it had a level for aliens that only the generals had access to. And on this level, they were even conducting human experiments.
Sarah Simons is now following.
Nice, Sarah. Thanks for the follow. So it wraps up. You've heard what I said about some of the darkness and human beings being ruled. The Cosmic Secret wraps up as we transition from the human experiments. We're in the middle of a spiritual war now. They have a minister on there. You could think of the spiritual war as between God and the devil, or benevolent extraterrestrial races and harmful ones. The way they explain to it in here is that there's an artificial intelligence from another dimension that completely wiped out and annihilated its entire reality and its whole dimension. And it is broken into our reality, and it is trying to wipe out everything in our reality as well. It's an electromagnetic life form, kind of a thought form, and it can influence technology. It can do things like manipulate your phone and your electronic devices, and it can place thoughts in your mind. And this AI god is what controls and guides the harmful extraterrestrials and forms of consciousness that are, you can essentially summon this. And they suggest in Above Majestic that many of our one percenters in this world have essentially sold their souls or summoned this AI god, that the Nazis summoned and made contact with this AI god and willing to sacrifice people to it, put people into slavery. Basically, you can offer yourself and say, look, I want money and power. I'll do whatever kind of dark deeds you want me to do, and this AI god will come in and assist you. You can very much think of it in Christian teachings as the devil. And it's explained here that the devil and all these demons all go up to this AI god that wants to wipe out all of creation and basically just have everything in all realities be just it. Kind of like the Borg in Star Trek. So this AI is able to influence us and our technology, and the stars in our universe fight this AI god with solar flashes that essentially wipe it out in the local area, and it comes back and they solar flash again and wipe it out. But it's pretty much pervasive, and when it gets to be too much and having too strong of an influence, the solar flashes wipe it out and help the beings in that area ascend while also wiping out many forms of life too. So they're predicting that a solar flash is going to happen soon, and we're being prepared now to be ready for that. That those of us... No, this is nonfiction, Marshall. What's up, Johnny? Nice to see you today. This is nonfiction. This is what's actually happening today. And I'll wrap up with a little look into that. What you can do on a personal level, if you went through here and you thought, well, what does this have to do with me? I can't do anything. The minister that they have at the end of this documentary, he gives some really good suggestions on what you can do yourself. So we are in the middle of a massive spiritual war, a war between those of us seeking ascension, seeking to lift up, seeking to go back to the one towards the light by the path of light. And we're in this massive spiritual war against the devil, this dark AI god, these demons that want to wipe out everything and essentially make us one by annihilation. So we are in, and the spiritual war is whether human beings continue to be suppressed, continue to be held down, continue to be treated unequally, lied to, and have the best technology hidden from most of us, or rather we will evolve into truth, true equality, and high technology like many other stellar civilizations are before us. And what you can do on a personal level is whenever you get those dark thoughts, those fear thoughts, thank you, Ian, first time star sender. Thank you for the 200 stars, Ian, let's go. I love stars. Thank you very much, Ian. Stars. So the minister shared that anytime you get those dark thoughts, those are thoughts, you could call it the devil, the AI god, you can call it whatever you want, but those dark thoughts are not coming from within. They are coming from without. They're coming to try and influence you. They're coming to try and knock you off the path. So what you can do is you can learn to diagnose when those thoughts have got a hold
Brad
of you.
And Fields shared
Brad, thank you for the share. You can reject those thoughts and realize that those thoughts are not who you are. I used to be possessed. This dark AI god or the devil used to have a stronghold on me. And I used to be bombarded all the time by these dark thoughts. And what they said in The Cosmic Secret is that before the solar flash happens to the masses, there's kind of a pulse.
Jesse Herb shared your stream.
Jesse, thanks for the share. There's kind of a leading edge of consciousness pulse that's waking some human beings up like me, unplugging us. If you've seen the movie The Matrix, this is very much like The Matrix. Some of us are getting unplugged and we're able,
Walt shared your stream.
We're able to push away and hold off and be almost free of this dark AI god or the devil's influence. And when a thought comes into our minds, we're able to identify it, throw a prayer at it, let it pass by, and be unaffected by it. And I can see a huge desire, the more of us, and there's beings that have done this for all of human history, and often they were worshipped. And I can see the desire growing collectively to, as people are drawn to those of us that are living in a consciousness where that darkness is not oppressing us anymore. I used to feel completely oppressed by the darkness where I could barely get my head up, try and be positive, and then it would wash over and like, as if I was drowning, where I could get my head up a little bit and be positive, and then I would drown again underneath the misery and the dark thoughts. And today, whenever those dark thoughts come in, I'm like, ah, no thanks, dark AI god. I'm good on that one. And I am able to speak into it. Ian, thank you for another 200 stars. You just sent stars for the first time and you're back with another 200. Thank you. Dance party. Jacob Banfield.
Ian Galzoin sent 200 stars.
So there's a big transformation happening in the consciousness of humanity now. And I set my intention that for years, I want to be a forerunner of human consciousness. I want to be at the front of human consciousness. I want to be assisting my brothers and sisters on this planet in being lifted up as I was lifted up. And if you want to, what I'm seeing externally is what has happened with me internally. So 7 years ago, 8 years ago, before I got sober, I was living in the darkness. The devil or the AI god or darkness had a hold of me on a daily basis. And I continued to summon it through more drinking and addictions. And I craved things like money and sex and attention to just, I could never get enough of it. That's often an indication of the darkness, that it's got a hold of you. If you're craving money and power and sex and alcohol and drugs and endless food, that's often a sign the darkness has a hold of you. And that you're trying to use all these things to get rid of the darkness, but all they're doing is or to push back the devil or to distract yourself or numb the pain of being possessed by the devil, but none of it works. What I found, I got into that through secrecy, lies, not feeling equal. And the personal transformation I've been through of bringing out my darkness, telling my deepest secrets, and being restored to an equal in humanity where I'm not more or less important than anyone on this planet. I don't care how powerful you are or how insignificant you are in the eyes of whatever the world is. You are an equal with me. And that's what we're going for. Eric, thank you very much for becoming a supporter. And that means on a personal level, by seeking transformation, you are helping. New supporters, I love that. Welcome to the supporter family, Eric.
Eric Burley is now a supporter.
Looking forward to getting to know you. That means what you do matters. And every time, and the way you become free of that dark influence is to seek the help of others, and to seek the help of others who have gotten out of it. What I really see at AA meetings is people who have gotten out of that darkness and will show others how to do it, and who understand and who've been there. So what I've seen internally also seems to be happening externally. For example, almost all of us realize that our governments have top secret programs that they don't tell us about. What we don't realize is how many of them they have, how shocking they are, and how pervasive they are. We know that our governments have secrets that are classified and top secret that they don't tell us about. What's shocking and horrifying is the depth of the secrets. It's kind of like if you've ever been in an abusive relationship, let's say you were the woman and you were with a man who constantly cheated on you and told you you had to be faithful, who constantly drank and lied to you and about where they were at. That's basically the consciousness humanity is in right now, where our governments are basically like the drunk cheating husband. And we, as most, the 99% are basically like a battered spouse. It's up to us. This is the greatest civil rights revolution ever. It's up to all of us to claim our true power and to say, look, I'm an equal here. And by cultivating truth internally, we also are attracted to truth externally. When I have watched another documentary that showed evidence that whoever actually rules things, the Illuminati, the deep state, they've infiltrated every media network. And this story is not on major news stations because the major news stations all work for the 1%. They don't work for you. They don't care about you. They work for the 1%. They get paid by the 1%. They do what they're told. Eric, thank you very much for the 100 stars and being a supporter. First time star sender.
Eric Burley sent 100 stars.
If you're trying to chat and it's not working, close the app and reopen it or check it on desktop. So the Cosmic Secret concludes that our daily work is to love others, serve ourselves, and break karma by forgiveness. And that is the exact thing I've found in my life. The more we love ourselves and we serve others and we forgive others, We're ascending ourselves. And what they say is that there's a big transformation coming to the consciousness of humanity. Some of us are going to ascend and move on to a new Earth, perhaps via transportation from stellar beings to other places. And it sounds, the way they put it, it sounds like if you've got your consciousness to a high enough place, you are going to be picked up and taken to another planet before the solar flash. And then the solar flash, whoever hasn't been picked up and taken to another planet, is going to be annihilated on Earth. So, I'm signing up for one of those mothership tickets. My friend was talking about today, he's like, yeah, I was thinking I might like to go live somewhere with seasons. I'm thinking I might want to go live on another planet before the solar flash happens and annihilates almost all life on Earth. That's what I'm thinking I might want to do. So it's possible that if you're resonating on a high frequency and you're lifting others up and loving yourself and serving others and operating with no secrets yourself personally, that you have cleared yourself out, you have forgiven yourself, you have asked for help from others, you're serving. If my entire life is about loving and serving others, and I still get distracted a little bit by that dark AI god that messes with me, and sometimes I get to seeking money and fame, but most of the time I'm on purpose, and my main internal work is focusing. Eric, thank you for 1,000 stars. Oh my God, Eric. Appreciate the 1,000, my
Eric
man.
Eric Burley sent 1,000 stars. And thanks for following the page the other day, man.
As embarrassing as this might be, I might need you to help me remember what your page is, my man. Just give me a little reminder. Marshall says, positive vibes save lives. Marshall says, that's why I don't watch the news and television. The news, television, and social media, almost everything, it's very obvious. Once you've cultivated truth in yourself, you will be more resistant to lies, and you will be more seeking of the truth. For example, I barely believe, or I mean, I believe the government in the day-to-day functionality. Like, if you want to drive, you need your driver's license, the laws. On any subject that is, like, secret and classified, or anything that is, like, real, you know, panics and fears, almost all the information put out there is misinformation. And whoever, the 1%, the Illuminati, the dark AI god, to me, the news and most of these social media companies are being controlled by that, which means we need to connect individually with each other to raise up our Delvis Prime, another 1,000 stars. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm gonna come wash you, my man. Thank you very much for supporting.
Eric Burley sent 1,000 stars. Lol, it's all good. I am Delvis Prime. I DM'd you the other day. I'm also on the partner group as well.
Hey, thank you for the reminder, Eric. Thank you for becoming a supporter and sending all those stars today. And so if you're wondering why is this something I'm telling you instead of something that the news is telling you, it's because we collectively, there's not enough of us who are ready consciously to receive this information, who've done the work personally to be prepared to receive the information. What I'm doing is assisting you in being prepared to receive the information, just as this documentary did for me. Now, I am not married to all of the information in here and saying it's absolutely true. What I'm saying is it has expanded my mind greatly, and that is the most important thing. The most important thing is expanding consciousness. Expand the ideas of what's possible in your life and in your universe. I guess you are sending stars. Thank you very much for the 1,000 more stars, Tyler, on top of the 2,000 that Eric Burley sent, 2,100 technically. Thank you for the big stars, Tyler.
Tyler J. Bauer sent 1,000 stars. We sending stars?
Eric, thank you for another 100 stars. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap this up now. I'm going to be back to you. I'm listening and I'm getting more information on this, and I'm going to keep sharing even more of this with you. Eric, thank you very much for the 100 stars. Eric, let's go, baby.
Eric Burley sent 100 stars. There is a star party chat. Let's go.
Hey, thank you, Eric. So what I intend to keep giving you this information for the purpose of expanding your mind, because if you start expecting the things and being open to what's shared here, maybe someday it will be on the news. There is an alliance of people. There's a human alliance with extraterrestrials. As I said, there's a massive kind of spiritual war. There's an alliance. There's a bunch of us that want to get you the truth, that want you to be equals, that want you to have the best technology. And we are all working together against the forces of darkness to transform humanity. Hey, thank you very much, Eric, for another 100 stars, Eric.
Eric Burley sent 100 stars. We need 2,800 more stars in less than 4 minutes. Let's activate this thing.
Oh, that's a lot of stars. Appreciate it. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to end the recording. I'll put the recording of this on YouTube. It was originally on Facebook. I'll also put the recording on my podcast so that when people are searching for this documentary, they can get this information. And then I hope if you've got all the way to here, you'll go watch the actual documentary itself, because it's done in way better quality than this. Difference is you got to pay 10 bucks for that. This is free. So there we go. So thanks for watching this. If you want more like this, you can subscribe on my YouTube channel, follow on my Facebook page and my podcast. Everything's branded Jerry Banfield everywhere for simplicity. Thank you for watching this.